From the Free Presbyterian Church in England and Wales, we present Let the Bible Speak. Once again, it's time to Let the Bible Speak, and I invite you to stay tuned as we bring the gospel in message and song, preaching Christ in all his fullness. Leslie Curran here saying hello and welcome once again in the Saviour's name. I'm glad that you're able to join with us for our Let the Bible Speak program, and I trust that as you continue listening, the Lord will richly bless his word to your heart today. The Reverend Gordon Ferguson is our preacher, and he's continuing with his series in the Acts of the Apostles. We're coming today to Acts chapter 18 and the verses 18 to 28, and Mr. Ferguson is letting the Bible speak on Apollos. That message is coming up in just a few moments, right after these words in song. The section we want to consider today is Acts chapter 18, verses 18 to 28. In this section, the focus switches temporarily away from Paul to Apollos, but not before we are given a brief summary of what Paul was doing. He shaved his head in regard to a vow that he had. He came to Ephesus, but he wouldn't stay. He wanted to get to Jerusalem for the feast. After landing at Caesarea, he went up to Jerusalem. Then he went down to Antioch and he spent some time there. After that, he set out on a third missionary journey, which took him at first into Galatia and Phrygia. Paul was a very busy man, and we shall meet with him again soon. But today we must look at Apollos. He was born in Alexandria, in Egypt, where there was a large number of Jews. It was the place where the Septuagint version of the Bible was translated into the Greek language. It was also a city of great learning. But what about Apollos himself? That's the man that we want to meet with today. And I want to say in the first place that Apollos was a gifted man. Verse 24 of Acts 18 says that he was an eloquent man. Eloquence has to do with the power of speech. Some people go to elocution lessons in order to be able to speak in a better way. Apollos was a naturally gifted speaker. I believe that the greatest eloquence is sincerity. If you're sincere, your sincerity will be eloquent. Coupled with sincerity is sympathy. You've got to feel for people. You've got to have a compassion and a love for those people to whom you speak, a man or woman of sincerity will be a person of real feeling. Sooner or later, people will know if you really care for them. Are you an eloquent person today, speaking with sincerity, speaking with love about the Lord Jesus Christ? Then secondly, Apollos was mighty in the Scriptures. He had only the Old Testament, but he was mighty in what he had. He studied those Scriptures, he read them, and he found out what they taught, and as a result, he was mighty in the Scriptures. We who have the Word of God in our own language ought to be mighty in the Scriptures. How can we become mighty in the Word of God? Well, we must read the Word of God. We must read it day by day. And we should seek to learn small portions of the Word of God. I'm reminded of the story of Mary Jones, that young girl from Tinfel in North Wales. When she was 15 years of age, she went to Bala, which was 25 miles away. She had to walk the whole 25 miles. She had saved for 6 years to buy a Bible in her own language, in Welsh. When she bought that Bible, she walked the 25 miles home from Bala to Tinfel, and on the way she read from Mark chapter 1, and she learnt the entire first chapter of that gospel. 45 verses had been committed to memory by Mary Jones by the time she reached her home. You and I should seek to learn small portions of the Word of God, and we should meditate upon what we have read. Think about the Word of God. Meditation is a lost art today, but it's absolutely vital to our spiritual well-being that we should think about the Word of God. Then we discover, thirdly, that Apollos was fervent in the Spirit. The word fervent means boiling. The best people are boiling. They are warm in their affections for the Lord Jesus Christ, and they are warm in their fellowship with God's people. They may make a lot of mistakes, but they really do warm your heart. How can we be fervent in the Spirit? Well, we'll be fervent in the Spirit if we have fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ. The two who walked along the road to Emmaus had fellowship with Christ, and after they had completed their journey and discovered that Christ had been with them, they said, "Did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way and while he opened to us the Scriptures?" They had fellowship with Christ, and the result was their hearts burned. Then we need also to have fellowship with the people of God. It's very hard to keep a coal warm that is taken out of the fire. It will soon grow cold, and it will soon be left without any heat. And it's very hard to keep an individual Christian warm except in fellowship with other Christians. So stay close to the people of God, and you will be fervent in the Spirit. And then stay away from that which will dampen the fire. Sin pours water upon the flame that is in your heart. And if you go close to sin and indulge in sin and trifle with sin, you'll feel a coldness stealing over your spirit and going down deep into your heart. Let's keep the flame burning by staying away from sin, by walking with God, and by having fellowship with the people of God. Then I want to say, fourthly, that Apollos was very teachable. This man was instructed, we read in verse 25, in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in the Spirit, he spake and taught diligently the things of the Lord, knowing only the baptism of John. The knowledge of Apollos was defective. Some say he was looking for a coming Messiah, but I don't think that is the truth. J.A. Alexander, in his commentary on Acts, points out that John the Baptist had identified and baptized Christ before the close of his own ministry. So we're in a little bit of darkness as to the defectiveness of Apollos' position. All we know was that he was in need of further light. Now, he didn't disdain to receive it from Aquila and Priscilla. Aquila and Priscilla, when they listened to him, took him into their home, and they expounded unto him the way of God more perfectly. Apollos listened. Apollos was teachable. Older Christians should be a help to the younger. And we who are saved should not disdain to receive further light from other children of God. We shouldn't take the attitude that nobody can teach us, that we know it all. There is much of ignorance in our hearts yet, and there is much that we need to learn. And it's a wonderful thing to sit at the feet of those who are walking with God and are riper in experience than ourselves, and to learn as they teach to us the things of God. This teachable man gained greatly from his friends who had a deeper knowledge of spiritual things. Then I want to say finally that Apollos was keen to reach out further and further with the word of God. He was disposed to pass into Achaia. He was ambitious. He didn't want to stay in one place. He wanted to move from one place to another to tell others about the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, the more you know of Christ, the more you will want to make him known. And as knowledge increases, so will usefulness. This man convinced the Jews, and he did it publicly, showing by the scriptures that Jesus was Christ. This man was gifted. He was mighty in word. He was fervent in spirit. He was very teachable. He was keen to reach out with the gospel. How does your life compare with him? Do you know anything of what we're speaking about? Do you know the Christ of God, the Saviour of sinners? Oh, come to him today if you're still in your sins, and seek him, for he will save you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church in London, which meets in Brandon Hall, Stocksfield Road, Walthamstow, E17, each Sunday at 11 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. And you'd be most welcome to come to these meetings. If we can be of further spiritual help, then I invite you to write to our minister here in London, the Reverend Gordon Ferguson, at 29 Cheltenham Road, Leighton, E10, 6EU. That's the Reverend Gordon Ferguson, 29 Cheltenham Road, Leighton, E10, 6EU. If you wish to contact him by telephone, please use our answer phone service on 0181 539 1706, 0181 539 1706. Thank you for listening, and may the Lord richly bless you. I trust you'll join us each day, Monday to Friday, at this same time, when we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.